Section 2. You will hear an audio guide to a public library. First, you have some time to look at questions 11 to 15.
Pause the recording for 30 seconds.
Now listen carefully and answer questions 11 to 15.
Welcome to the Selmore Public Library, which has just been reopened after major refurbishment. This tour will introduce you to the building and its services. At any time, you can stop the tour. We enter by the cafe, and our tour begins at the issue desk. If you stand between the information desk and the issue desk and look at the opposite wall, you will see shelves of books in the left-hand corner. This is where you will find a large number of novels and short stories. They are arranged alphabetically. If you are looking for something in particular, and it's not on the shelf, you can reserve it. The next area, directly opposite the issue desk, is a section where people can study. The library provides computers for users free of charge on the next floor, beside the reference books. But this area is for people to use their own laptops. You should ask for the internet passcode at the information desk. In the right-hand corner of this floor, there is a cafe. A selection of daily newspapers is always available there, but you can also take magazines into the cafe to read while you have a drink. You will find these on the racks to the left of the cafe, and there is a large selection. They are for reference only, and cannot be borrowed, but you are welcome to photocopy any articles of interest. We ask you to return them when you have finished. You are not allowed to take fiction or any other books from the shelves into the cafe. Next to the cafe is the exit door leading to the stairs and escalator to the other floors. The largest collection of books in the library is fiction, and the next largest is non-fiction, which is in the corner of this floor opposite the cafe. These can all be borrowed, as opposed to the reference books on the next floor, most of which cannot be taken out of the library, but they can be photocopied. There are several photocopiers available for this purpose downstairs in the basement. To one side of the issue desk is a door leading onto a gallery. This was added to the library as a public space where talks are given once a week on a Saturday by visiting authors of both fiction and non-fiction. It also houses the biography section. There are notices advertising the talks in the study area. Any books that you want to borrow should be taken to the issue desk. Before we leave this floor, I will give you some information about using the library. There are also helpful notices by the information desk.
Before you hear the rest of the talk, you have some time to look at questions 16 to 20.
Pause the recording for 30 seconds.
Now listen and answer questions 16 to 20.
To join the library and take books out, you need a membership card. Take your passport or identity card, as well as proof of your home address, to the information desk and you will be issued with a card. After a period of 2 years, all readers are required to go to the desk with a document that has their name and current address on it, so the library can keep up-to-date records of where people are living. There's no need to show a passport again, and there is no charge for this, but any lost cards are charged at £5. If you can't find the book you want on the shelves, you can reserve it. If it's in another library in the city, we can usually get it for you within a week. If someone else has borrowed it, it can take a few weeks. Either way, we notify you by phone or email when the item is available to be picked up. We will hold it for you for 5 days. Books can be borrowed for 14 days and can be renewed for a further 2 weeks. Children's books also have a 2-week borrowing period. The same system exists for CD-ROMs and CDs, but DVDs, both children's and adults, can only be borrowed for up to 7 days. It isn't possible to renew them. Some reference books can be borrowed, but normally only for 1 day, so 24 hours. The library opening hours have been changed slightly. Instead of opening late on Wednesday evenings till 8 p.m, we will be closing at 6, as on other weekdays, but we will close at 7 instead of 5:30 on Saturdays and, a new development, we are going to open on Sunday mornings from next month 9 to 1. We are closed on public holidays and notices are posted in the library about these. Before you go upstairs, please note that if you're going to the exhibition area on the third floor, large bags are not allowed. There are lockers beside the reference area on the second floor where you can deposit them. If you need change, you can get that from the information desk on the first floor. Now press pause and proceed to the second floor. When you reach the top of the stairs, press play.
That is the end of section 2. You now have half a minute to check your answers.